This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. It has been one very hot summer. In many parts of the country, the extreme heat has not just been unbearable, but relentless. With these higher temperatures also comes demand for electricity. Got to keep those AC units, fans, dehumidifiers running throughout the day. But all of that is putting a strain on the power plants and the electric grid, which further heats up the planet. All of this to set up our first story today. Nuclear power is totally free of carbon emissions. And over in Georgia, a new reactor at a nuclear power plant came online today. It's the first new one to be built from scratch in the U.S. in decades. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on what this project can tell us about America's energy future.
The nuclear reactor at Plant Vogtle in Georgia is the first of two new reactors at the plant, ultimately capable of powering 500,000 homes in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. But the project is 7 years behind and more than double the projected cost, to the tune of almost $35 billion.
The challenge is this is really a first-of-a-kind project. And I know that sounds weird because the U.S. does have so much nuclear. It's 20% of our electricity.
Jessica Lovering is the executive director of Good Energy Collective, which advocates for nuclear energy.
But the U.S. industry really kind of closed down or was in a cold shutdown for 30 years. We weren't building new projects.
Partly because of incidents like the Fukushima disaster in Japan, which scared people, but also because building these plants is really expensive. So even when fossil fuel prices went up, nuclear often wasn't an attractive option, says Isabella Alcaniz, who teaches government and politics at the University of Maryland.
Now, climate change, global warming seem to offer another window of opportunity. But again, the big issues of safety and cost keep being an obstacle.
And who bears those costs will be the big issue moving forward, says Tim Eccles of Georgia's Public Service Commission. Plant Vogtle has been a passion project of his, and Eccles says he's glad it's up and running, but
I don't know that I would enter into doing this again without a financial backstop from the federal government that says these reactors will not cost you any more than X, no matter what.
Eccles says plant owners and equipment manufacturers had to eat some of the cost overruns, but utility customers will also see their electricity bills go up about $5 a month as soon as this week. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.